The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good old weekend. It's the 10th of December, 15 days till Christmas. 2018, all the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Boy, there wasn't much coming your way right now in probably less than 5 minutes. Hey, got a little secret here for you. You may not have known about this. Apple's got a new product. And no, there wasn't any big event to unveil it. What is it? Well, it's a device that's going to track your sleep. Now, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, Apple actually acquired a sleep tracking hardware and software company called Bedit. And nothing's went on since. But now, they have unveiled the new Bedit Sleep Monitor. And it does pretty much what you probably are thinking it's doing. It automatically tracks your sleep and works with Bedit app on your iPhone to help measure, manage, and improve your sleep. Ah, now just like with all Apple products, the Bedit Sleep Monitor, yeah, it's super thin. Yeah, so it's nice and flat. You just put it there underneath you, there on top of your mattress or something. It'll measure your sleep time, your heart rate, breathing and snoring, and even the bedroom temperature. After you're all done getting recharged and having a snooze, you'll actually receive sleep report notifications, and even more via your Apple Watch. Sound intriguing for Christmas? Well, Apple's hoping it will be. It's only going to set you back $149 and is currently available from the Apple Store. Now, this is kind of actually staying with Apple news. That was pretty much the bulk of the news, believe it or not. Though it has to do with Chrome. Yes, Google has released their latest Chrome 71, you might remember, late last week. And of course, we were going to be hearing, hey, cool, dark mode's coming to Mac OS. No, it ain't. Yeah, it looks like that's been put on hold. A Google developer recently submitted a code change that implements system-level dark mode in Chromium. Meaning we thought, yep, it's coming, woohoo, it's going to look all nice and slick. Well, it is coming, just not this year. Apparently, it's coming in early 2019 now. Problem is, though, we don't know if it's going to be Chrome 72 or 73 that's going to be getting it. Because if it's 73, it looks like it's going to be around March before we're going to see an official dark mode for Chrome on Mac. Finally, yep, you know what time it is. It's time for Crap for Christmas. And those of you wondering if I've got a hold of Santa or not, nada. The dude is MIA. Can't get a hold of him on his phone, his home phone. I'm guessing the guy wants to remain really low this year, meaning he probably did something pretty naughty. Nonetheless, though, got you covered for Crap for Christmas for today, and this actually would be suiting for Santa. Ever been around somebody that just, let's just face it, they just bullshit their way through the day. They bullshit here, they bullshit there. You're just pretty much sick of their bullshit. Well, now there's a spray for that. Yes, it's the anti-bullshit spray. And as long as they're near enough and you can catch them with their mouth open, spray right in there and woohoo, off goes the bullshit. So what are you going to get with the anti-bullshit spray? Well, it contains 7.5 milliliters of minty anti-bullshit breath spray. Though they're not saying what those ingredients are, and can you blame them? I mean, if this really works, would you want your secret out to the world? No. And speaking of buying a product, you may want this for yourself for Christmas and probably for that family member you just can't stand. So head on over to findmeagift.co.uk. You can pick this up right now for £2.99. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, of course, for everything that is British Tech. Go on over there, check it out for yourself right now, and get subscribed to our blog, our podcast. Of course, we've got so many for you. There's even a review section over there. Might help you decide on those certain Christmas gifts, thinking, is that worth it or not? Well, maybe we can help you out with that. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. Also on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, our BTN community at our Slack room. Come find us and come join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.